from Spark and Anvil, and Numberverse. This is Yoke, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Yoke grew up behind a plow, and she learned about even and odd from the oxen, who could only work in pairs. Her family farmed the long fields below the ridge above Furrow. Their plow was drawn by oxen, and oxen, this was simply how it was done, pulled in twos, yoked side by side so their strength matched and the furrow ran straight. Yoke's job from a young age was to bring the team out at dawn and pair them up. This ox with that one, this one with that one, down the line, until every ox stood yoked to a partner. Some mornings it came out perfectly. Six oxen made three yoked pairs, every animal partnered, the whole team ready. Those were the even mornings. Other mornings, her father brought out seven oxen, and no matter how Yoke arranged them, this with that, this with that, this with that, there was always one ox left standing alone, with nobody to yoke it to. Those were the odd mornings, and the lone ox had to wait in the pen while the others worked. "Count them into pairs," her mother would say. "If they all find a partner, the number's even. If one's left standing, it's odd. There's no third way. Every number is one or the other, and it's decided the moment you try to pair them."
Yoke's given name was Mabel, but she had been called Yoke since she was 9, when a neighbor with a mixed herd could not tell whether he had enough beasts to work two plows, and Mabel walked the field pairing them off by eye and told him, "Even, 10, 5 pairs, 2 plows, no ox idle," faster than he could have counted them. She came to see every quantity as a question of partners. Was this a number where everyone got a partner, or a number where one was always left out? And she noticed, standing in the pen morning after morning, a shortcut her mother had never named. You did not have to pair off the whole herd to know. You only had to look at the ones. A number ending in 0, 2, 4, 6, or 8 always paired off cleanly. A number ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 always left one standing. The last digit alone told the whole story, however long the number. And she saw the deeper thing, though it took her longer. An even number is exactly a number you can split into two equal halves. Because it's everyone has a partner, you can send all the left-hand oxen one way and all the right-hand oxen the other, and the two groups match. Even is divisible by two. Parity was the first and simplest test of whether two would rive a number cleanly.
An academy stockman came to buy oxen and found Yoke sorting a herd into pairs cleanly and one left over. And he set down his ledger, because that was the exact idea his students kept getting tangled in. "You are testing parity," he said, "even and odd, and you have found the last digit rule on your own. We could use you." Yoke had never left Furrow, but she liked the idea of a place where the pairing mattered as an idea, and not only as a chore. She has taught even and odd for 6 years.
Yoke begins each year with a basket of round stones. "Pair them off," she tells the children, tipping out 8. The children lay them in pairs, 4 pairs, none left over. And Yoke says, "Even, everyone partnered." Then she tips out 9. The children pair and are left holding one lonely stone. And Yoke says, "Odd, one left standing." There's no arranging that makes the lonely stone go away. Then she gives them the shortcut. "You don't have to pair the whole basket. Look at the last digit. Ends in 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, even. Ends in 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, odd. A number a mile long is decided by the one digit at its tail." Finally, she shows the reason it matters. "Even means you can share it fairly between two. Split it clean in half. Odd means you can't, not without cutting one in two. That's why even and fair feel like the same word."
A boy named Tam stayed after, holding the lonely ninth stone, and said he felt sorry for it. The odd one, the one that never got a partner, always left out. Yoke sat beside him in the row of paired stones. She said she used to feel the same about the lone ox in the pen. Then one winter, the team fell ill, and only the odd, unyoked ox was healthy enough to fetch the doctor, alone, uncoupled, fast, and it had never once needed a partner to matter. Odd isn't left out, she said. Odd is just one who stands on its own. Half the numbers in the world are odd. They get along fine. Tam looked at the single stone in his palm, no longer the reject at the end of the row, but simply a whole thing that stood by itself, and the small ache he'd felt on its behalf, and maybe a little on his own, eased into something steadier. Yoke is calm, even-tempered, and counts anything in pairs before she counts it any other way. She still goes back to furrow at plowing time, and she still yokes the team at dawn, and on odd mornings she gives the lone ox an apple and tells it, quietly, that it is doing fine.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Yoke. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.